This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and we're back from retreat. We're in Petersham at the monastery, and we were there a few days, seeking the face of the Lord Jesus. They have adoration of the Blessed Sacrament many times during the day. We were in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. What did Jesus say to you? Well, to be honest, I didn't get any words, but I knew we were there seeking the face of God. Even though I did not hear any words from the Lord, we were with him, and he always blesses when we spend time with him. Do you spend time with Jesus? You see, if you don't spend time with Jesus, you don't know him. You don't know him. Spend time with the Lord. When you spend time with the Lord, even when nothing seems to happen, things get resolved. Things get resolved. Pain leaves. It's so wonderful to spend time with the Lord Jesus Christ, especially in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. Oh, yes, the Blessed Sacrament. When I was a child, my home parish was Sacred Heart in East Boston. And every year, they would have 40 hours devotion. You might ask, what is 40 hours devotion? The Blessed Sacrament would be on the altar in the monstrance for 40 hours. And the parish was called to come and worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I loved it. I loved it so much. I wish that we did it more than once a year. Spending time in the presence of the Eucharist. Let me tell you now. Oh, this morning, I spent time in the presence of the Eucharist. On the retreat, we spend time in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. When we do that, things happen. Even if we don't feel them, things happen. Seeking God is always wonderful to do. Even when we seek him and don't hear any words, seek the Lord and you shall be found. Call on him and you shall experience his presence. Seek the Lord. And I tell you, that's the problem with most Christians. We do not spend time seeking the Lord. Oh, yes, seek the Lord, despite the lack of feeling that you have. Seek the Lord. Seek his face. I don't want to seek his hands. I want to seek his face. I want to be with him. I want to tell him, oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. I want to be with him, and I want to be led by his Holy Spirit. You know, in every Catholic Church, our Lord is present as Eucharist. It's the same Lord that's in heaven. It's the same Jesus that's before the Father's throne. And he comes to us in word, Eucharist, in word, the Bible, and in sacrament, the Eucharist. The word and the sacrament. I want both. I don't want to be word-centered. I don't want to be sacrament-centered. I want to be word-sacrament-centered. The both so important to have your heart settled in the word and in the sacrament. The Lord Jesus Christ invites you and invites me to be in his presence as Eucharist. And I'm telling you, unfortunately, we don't do it. Unfortunately, we've got our Lord Jesus in the tabernacle, and we don't go to visit him. We don't go to see what we need to do as we sit in his presence. Oh, no. I tell you, I love the Word of God. I tell you, I love the power of the Eucharist. It's not either or, it's both and. The Holy Word of God, inspired by the Holy Spirit, and the wonderful presence of God sacramentally. Imagine, in every Catholic church, Jesus Christ is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, as Eucharist. Do we spend time in his presence? Do we tell him in his presence, I love you, Jesus? Or are we just, rushing here and rushing there? And when we rush here and there, guess what we get done? Nothing. Nothing gets done. Spend time with Jesus, and things will happen. Spend time with Jesus, even if it feels like nothing's happening. Spend time with the Lord, and God will do great things. You see, this is just what is called prayer. And I love to pray in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, in the presence of the Eucharist. God rewards the seeker who seeks his face. And that's what we're called to do, to seek the face of the Holy One of Israel, the name, our Lord Jesus. Have you sought his face today? Or did you get up with 1,000 things that had to be done? I tell you, if you want to do thousands of things, get in the presence of the Holy Eucharist and pray for an hour, or be still for an hour, or read the scriptures and be still for an hour. You want to do things that are great? Spend time in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. That's real. That's Jesus. Oh, it's no symbol. It is the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ as he comes to us in Eucharist. I love to sit in his presence, even when nothing seems to be happening. I'm called to sit in his presence, especially as a priest. You see, I celebrate the Holy Eucharist. I love the body and blood of the Lord Jesus. I love the Word of God. I celebrate the Eucharist. But do I spend time seeking Christ Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, being with him, not saying a word, being with him, with my head bowed, ready to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit? For in the tabernacle is the Lord Jesus Christ. Not a picture of Jesus, not a word of Jesus, but the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ as Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. I tell you, do we want more vocations? Spend time in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. I tell you, do we want to meet the right man or woman so that we could get married? Seek the face of the Lord Jesus Christ as Eucharist. Do we want to enhance our vision into what God is calling us to do and to be? How do I do that? Seek the face of the Lord Jesus Christ as Eucharist. When we were children, I was a child. I broke, dislocated my left arm. And because of that, my mother had to take me to the city hospital so that I would have whirlpool baths so my arm would move with the water in the whirlpool baths. After we did that for an hour, about three doors down from the hospital was a church. We would go into the church and be with Jesus as Eucharist. Oh, we didn't stay long, but we went in because we were so close to spend a little time with the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, on retreat with the monks, we're called to spend time in the Eucharist, spend time with Jesus as Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Not only are we called to receive him, oh, it's so wonderful to receive our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, when we receive Jesus in Holy Communion, we're in heaven. Oh, we're in heaven because heaven is all about Jesus. We have Jesus who comes to us as Eucharist, who comes to us who are poor and needy, and he comes to fill us with his mercy, with his love, with his forgiveness. Have you spent time with the Lord Jesus as Eucharist? When I was a person, not a priest, not a seminarian, they started locking the churches. Now, here I am, just a lay boy. I would go into the rectory, ring the bell, and say, "Please, Father, the rectory is connected to the church. Can I go in and spend a holy hour with Jesus?" And that's what I did. I went in and spent a holy hour with Jesus. Oh, sometimes it seemed that I was in the middle of Fenway Park. Everything was going on, but no presence of God. But I was there. And that's the most important thing. I was there seeking the face of the living God. You see, if I depended upon my feelings, I would have quit in 1968. I don't depend on my feelings. I depend upon the Word of God. I depend upon the Holy Eucharist. I depend upon the church and her teachings, what Jesus taught us from the beginning. That's what I depend on. I don't depend upon what I feel. Because right now, if I depended upon what I feel, I couldn't talk to you because I feel nothing. I have no feelings. But I know life is more than feelings. And the gospel is worth more than anything else. Whether I feel it or not, I'm going to proclaim it in season and out of season. I don't wait to have an experience. I come and go in the presence of God. Sometimes it seems, I told you before, that I'm in Fenway Park rather than in the church. My mind goes here, my mind goes there. I try to bring it back and it starts jumping around again. But you know what? If nothing else happened, I was there in the presence of the Eucharist. If nothing else happened, I was faithful to go and pray and be with Jesus. I tell you, I don't have the gift of contemplation. I'm just a poor, poor soul who's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, when I know my desperation for Jesus Christ, I go and sit in the church, in the presence of the Eucharist, for Christ is there in the presence of the Eucharist. He is as much there as he is in heaven. He is our good shepherd. Have you visited the Blessed Sacrament lately? Have you visited the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you spent time in his presence? Will you say, well, the church is locked. How can I spend time with Jesus in the Eucharist? I tell you how. Go to the rectory, ring the bell, and ask, Father, I'd like to sit with Christ in the church and make a holy hour. May I do that today? Whenever I asked when I was a lay person, no one ever said no. Why? Because I was hungry. I was hungry for the presence of God. And whether I felt the presence of God or not as Eucharist, I was in his presence, just like I was in heaven, because heaven is all about Jesus. And the Eucharist is Jesus. I tell you, we as Catholics have it all. Unfortunately, we don't know it. What do you mean all? We have the Word of God. Hallelujah. We have the sacraments of God. Hallelujah. Especially the Eucharist. We have Pentecost in the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We have it all. But do we use it all? Do we make ourselves available to all that God has given us in the church? The Word, the sacraments, the power of God. Oh, yes, we have the power of Pentecost. Thanks be to God, in 1968, I experienced the power of Pentecost. And now, whether I feel Pentecostal or not, I do the work of the apostles, proclaiming Jesus and praying with people that God would set them free, that the Lord would heal them, that the Lord would let them feel his presence. Oh, yes. I do that. Oh, I do it imperfectly. I cannot tell you. My mind does not wander sometimes when I'm in the presence of the sacrament. Oh, sometimes it wanders here and it wanders there. And what do I have to do when it's wandering and I realize my mind is wandering? Bring it back. Gently bring it back and focus again on the Eucharist. Focused again on Jesus as he presents himself Eucharistically. You see, the same Jesus that I'll receive tonight. After 6:05 Mass in Quincy is the same Jesus that's at the right hand of the Father. That's why I'm Catholic. That's why I'm Catholic. Oh, not only do I have the Word, but I have the presence of Jesus as Eucharist. We were with the monks in Petersham, and their special gift, their special charism, is sitting before the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. That's their gift to the church, that these monks are in the presence of the Eucharist. You don't have to be a monk to be in the presence of the Eucharist. You don't have to be a monk. The Holy Eucharist is the Lord Jesus himself. And sitting before him changes us, even when nothing seems to be happening. I told you before what Hamlet said to his mother. Seems, mother? I know not seems. I don't know what seems mean. But when I'm in the presence of the sacrament, something is happening, even though I don't feel it. You cannot be in the presence of the Son without being and getting a tan. You cannot be in the presence of the sun in the summer without getting a sunburn. You cannot be in the presence of the Eucharist and the power of God comes upon you, for it is the Lord Jesus himself. You cannot be in the presence of the Eucharist when nothing seems to happen. Whether it seems or not, something is happening. I'm in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, the same Jesus who sits at the right hand of the Father, the same Jesus who ever lives to make intercession for you. Eucharist, it's Jesus. When did I learn that? Well, I'll tell you when. Sister Devota Marie, that was her name, a young, beautiful sister, when I was in the second grade, she told us, boys and girls, when we go into the church, Jesus is present. And I thought, I never saw him. How can he be present? And then she went on to say, Jesus is present in that box called the tabernacle. And he's present as body and blood, soul and divinity. And he wants you to experience his presence. But you will not ever experience his presence as Eucharist unless you go and look for him in the tabernacle. Unless you go and be with him in the tabernacle. I had a woman who was an old woman. She was the mother of a nun when I was teaching at St. Pius V. Lynn, this woman, mother of the nun, would be forever before the Eucharist. Whenever I would make a visit at St. Pius V Church, there would be that woman sitting quietly in the presence of Jesus. She did more in the presence of Jesus than me, even as a priest. She spent hours just looking at the Lord Jesus Christ, just being in his presence. Have you been in the presence of the Lord as Eucharist? You can. You can. If they don't let you have extra time after Mass, go before Mass. Go a half an hour before Mass. Sit in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament before you receive the Word and the Holy Eucharist. Oh, we're so blessed to have Jesus as Eucharist. We're so blessed to have Jesus, not only in the Bible, oh, I love the Bible, but also in the Holy Sacrament, which is the sacrament of the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. These monks in Petersham are forever before the Blessed Sacrament. Their charism, their gift, is to be present to Jesus as Eucharist, so that they can be present to the people that come to them. Oh, you don't have to be a monk. You just need to go and sit before him and be still, and you'll get all wet with the presence of God, whether you feel it or not. He's there. Go and be with him. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.